developing psychic reading and mediumship skills. Are you wanting to become a medium? Then before developing a psychic reading abilities towards this goal, you may want to ask yourself why you want to become a medium. Are you non-judgmental, and do you respect to others? You will require all these to become a good medium. You will need to be responsive to the spirits and acknowledge should they be close and want to talk. You'll need to find a good teacher and may choose to practice with others. You really should have somebody to guide you, so that you are able to understand what might be one's own imagination, from spiritual communication. When learning with a group, more than one of you may be able to feel the spirit. This will allow you to recognize you are not imagining anything. You might need to consider a spiritualist church. The majority of these are able to train individuals who truly want to become a little more sensitive to the other side. Nowadays, more than ever before, you will discover courses you can enroll in to help become much more responsive to spirit. It would be a good idea to do some work on your psychic reading abilities before you deciding to enroll in a psychic course. Do some research regarding several other psychic mediums of note and learn how they can obtain important information via the other side. This will certainly give you a good idea regarding what mediumship is all about. Let yourself to be instructed by your own inner voice and monitor your dreams. The particular dreams that I have, which are precognitive, normally take place just before waking up while I'm in that not awake, not asleep type of zone. Everybody has dreams and a few seem to be doozies. The best way to explain this is that precognitive dreams have got a different feel compared to our typical dreams. Meditation. Whenever you meditate, you need to relax. Though it may be impossible to empty your head, you'll be able to relax yourself sufficiently to enable you to get information that can help you with your psychic reading and mediumship talents despite having a head brimming with nonsense. Sit in a reasonably calm location, absolutely no blaring stereos, and turn off the TV. Although, you may want to put on some calming music to aid in relaxation. The concept of relaxing music is unique for each of us. Maybe you do not like New Age music. Is classical music more to your liking, or even easy listening? If your thought process actually starts to wander, gently guide it back to the place where you would like to be. Try this for just a few minutes every day and you should begin to notice a difference in the way you see and hear things. Over time things will certainly improve, images may become sharper and will eventually stay longer and you should eventually be carrying on a conversation on a subconscious level. Every one of us has got one or more spirit guides that guide us when doing a psychic reading and mediumship reading. They will not appear alongside you and touch you on the arm, but will make contact with you through your subconscious as thought energy. If you think about it, there was clearly occasions in most of our lives when we have had a powerful feeling which we cannot get rid of. This is our guardians warning us to or not to do something. If you were about to take a plane flight but your head kept forewarning you not to set off, what would you do? There is always a reason you're warned against taking that airline flight. Study how to listen closely with your heart rather than your mind.